Good evening, everyone. My name is Rob. I'm an alcoholic. Large audience, not used to this. I feel like Eminem at the beginning of 8 Mile, about to throw up. But yeah, this is my second meeting here. I'm sure it'll be all right. But, you know, when I first came in Alcoholics Anonymous, I wasn't an alcoholic, right? Because that was the guy under the bridge. That wasn't me. You know, it all started for me when I was in high school and drinking and partying and, you know, having a good time. And I was an athlete. There was always, you know, I grew up in a nice area. There's always beautiful women around, had everything you could want. You know, I was Catholic, altar boy. I had an awesome life, came from a great home, good parents. So I didn't have the broken story, you know, so I didn't think I had a problem because I had all this superficial, artificial stuff masking what was really deep inside, which was an alcoholic and an addict to the core. And I had no idea what I was in store for. It started off as everything was cool. You know, you go out, you're the man, you're not drinking beers, you're funneling beers, you know, and you're not just having a couple shots, you're getting tanked, you're passing out, you know. And then, you know, then I graduated into drugs and doing stupid shit and stuff I would never do. And, you know, it gave me courage at first, you know, because you're young and to be able to open up to everybody and party. So you think everything's all good. But, you know, as I learned as I went on, and, you know, once again, a taste of success really masked the problem. You know, I bought my house when I was 23. I was selling real estate. Things were booming, so I didn't have a problem. And then, you know, over the course of a couple years, I got addicted to drugs, and, you know, I said, all right, I've had enough of this. I got to move home, you know. So I moved home with my folks. I went from, you know, owning my house, which I still own, thank God, and then sleeping on my parents' couch, you know. And I would have been homeless, you know. I should have been homeless. And I had a lot of bad experiences with alcohol. You know, there's no way I should be here. I wrecked 2 cars. I split a guardrail, 2 cement poles, you know. But I just wanted more, you know, because that made me feel at home. When I put substances in my body, that made me feel like a man, you know, like Superman. You know, I was the man. I was cool. Everybody else was doing it too. So it flowed for me. There was never too much trouble. So I didn't think I had a problem, you know. So I got addicted to drugs. And then I said, oh, man, I can't stop this no matter what. I couldn't, to get out of bed and brush my teeth, I had to get loaded. You know, I had to roll over and take something in order for me to walk, which was pretty bad, you know, because I came from being an athlete and being positive, always doing good things, and just that devil just took over my life, and it consumed me. So it got me to a point where it had total control over me, and so I said, all right, you know, it's probably time that I go to treatment. So I'm about a week away from treatment on my 26th birthday, and I go out, and I meet the girl of my dreams. You know, this girl's never done a drug in her life. She went to University of Tampa. Marine biologist, everything I'm not, a good person, you know, awesome at life, never smoked weed, never smoked a cigarette, and I was broken. And I remember I'm crying to my dad. I said, I meet the girl of my dreams. How am I going to tell this girl I got to go to rehab, you know? And so that was tough for me, you know, especially breaking it to somebody who's never done a drug in their life. And luckily, she stuck by me. At first, I told her, I got to go to, I sell flooring. I said, I got to go to a flooring convention for a month out in Arizona. So then I broke her and I said, I'm a little depressed. It's more like a retreat out in Arizona. You know, it's kind of like a happy camp. We, you know, sing songs around the campfire and stuff. Then I said, okay, I got to go to treatment. So I threw in the towel. But when I went to treatment, I didn't throw in the towel. I still had some, you know, dances with the devil left. So I went there and I thought, just get me off drugs and that's it. I'm done. I'll never go back, right? So I learned the hard way. I didn't know what 12 steps were, you know? So my first few days there, I struggled with step 1 for a while, you know, admitting it, admitting I'm powerless, admitting that, you know, that has a hold of me. I thought once I'm out of there, I'm done. So, you know, the 5th or 6th day, I started realizing maybe this is for me. Maybe this is where I need to be in order to get better in life. But I still wasn't ready to go all in yet. You know, I was thinking it was around Christmas time. It was December, so I'm thinking, play that 30-day game, make it sound real nice, just so I can get home for Christmas and get me out of here. I'll be all right. So I did that. I got home for Christmas. I stayed sober through the holidays, and You know, I went 2 months sober, but I didn't go to any meetings because I still didn't think I was alcoholic addict. And I had a rough time after that. You know, so many times I would wake up in the middle of stoplights, traffic lights, you know, cars everywhere, just craziness, and always broke, making money but never having any, and just being hopeless, just hopeless. And here, this girl, who is my fiance now, stuck by my side, and I don't know why she did. I mean, there was nothing good about me. There was no reason to stick with me. This girl could have any guy she wants, and I was a piece of shit, to put it lightly. And God has blessed me in so many ways. And that's one thing that I've always had. I've always had a strong faith in God, no matter what, through everything. And that saved my life. Because without the Lord, man, there's no reason why I should be standing up here walking or even be here. I should be dead a million times over. And there's so many good things that God has given me. And today, I get to enjoy everything. When I wake up, I thank God right away. Thank you, Jesus, God, for keeping me alive. And thank you for keeping me sober. Thank you for my sponsor. Thank you for my family. Thank you for an awesome meal. Thank you for everything. Not even the possessions in life, but it's the small little things now that, man, the only thing I cared about was getting loaded. And now it's just awesome to have this life. And without AA and this program, there's no way I'm up here today. And I enjoy everything. You know, I'm back to getting in shape, back to praying multiple times a day. When I wake up, you know, I thank God constantly, you know, and just get me through the day. Lord, keep me sober. And I end every prayer with, please, God, help me to help other people. Because I believe that's why we're all here, is to help others too. And, you know, it's just amazing. You know, when I first came into this program, and my sponsor would look at me and I'd tell him some whacked out story, and he'd be like, thank you for keeping me sober today. You know, and like, what the fuck's this guy talking about? And now I see it, because now I've got a little bit of time and I get to look back and give back. And that is so rewarding. And to be here and just to be healthy and feel the presence of the Lord always, and be able to share these gifts. And, you know, if you're struggling or if you're having any trouble, man, hang in there. There was nobody lower than me. You know, I was addicted to 5 substances, and now nothing. You know, I ran 6.5 miles the other day in 45 minutes. You know, I was flying as far as I'm concerned. And that's just what I do. I talk a lot about exercise, too. It doesn't get spoken a lot about. You know, it's spiritual, mental, and physical as far as I'm concerned, you know. And I'm just very blessed. I'm very happy to be here. And thank you all for letting me share.